Lecture 15, Ideology of Kingship, Naram Sin and Gudea.
The rule of Naram Sin, the grandson of Sargon, became as notorious for its supposed failure in later generations as his predecessor's rule was praised. A closer look at the evidence for Naram Sin's rule shows that the later sources that condemned him exaggerated the historical situation, and that Naram Sin was in fact a strong leader who expanded the borders of Akkadian control during his reign. He was certainly as successful militarily as his grandfather had been. As we look at what we can extract from the contemporary records of Naram Sin's rule, we will consider what actions would have caused such offense to later rulers. Before I get into Naram Sin's rule, I want to talk to you briefly about chronology. I've been giving some very specific dates in this course, and I'm sure that I seem very certain about them. But in fact, the chronology for the ancient Near East is quite unsettled. We have a good idea of the sequence of rulers, so we know who ruled in what order. But we get the dates from different types of sources, sometimes from astronomical texts, sometimes from other political events with countries such as Egypt. So we have a chronology for Egypt that we reconcile with whoever happens to be ruling in Mesopotamia at the time. June 15th, 763 was a day on which a solar eclipse occurred, and this was recorded in Assyrian documents. So from that specific date, which has been confirmed, we get very close dates for first millennium history, but the third millennium and the second millennium are much more uncertain. There are three different chronologies that have been established for Mesopotamian history, a high, a middle, and a low, and they all have problems. I have been using the middle chronology just as a compromise. There are as many difficulties with those dates as there are with the others, but we have to go with something. So I have chosen the middle chronology. If you are reading history of the Near East, you may find that the dates can be off by as much as 40 years or so. All right, back to Naram Sin. Naram Sin succeeded his father, Manishtusu, and ruled for 36 years, from 2254 to 2218 BC, another of those very specific dates. During this time, Naram Sin had to face revolts in Mesopotamia and challenges on its borders. So he often repeated campaigns that Sargon had originally undertaken. And unlike the other Akkadian rulers that we know existed in this dynasty, Naram Sin and Sargon both were great military leaders, and they traveled the farthest of any of the rulers. During Naram Sin's rule, the Akkadians controlled the area from Elam in southwest Iran, Sumer, Akkad, and part of northern Syria. Most of the evidence for these borders comes from dedications with inscriptions that record the campaigns of Naram Sin, or boundary markers with his name that are set up in these regions. The expeditions were focused on controlling trade routes, for example, ensuring access to the Indus Valley and to northern Syria, and from there to the Mediterranean. In Syria, at Tel Brak, bricks from a monumental building that had Naram Sin's name stamped on them show that he sponsored the structure and that the Akkadians intended to settle there, perhaps installing a garrison of troops in this city, again to make sure that they could control the trade routes in the area. Naram Sin adopted a new title. We're not exactly sure when. The title is King of the Four Quarters of the World. And this essentially defined him as the ruler of the known world. We've discussed the importance of titles to this point, but now we have a new one that is more descriptive of what the Akkadians actually controlled. It's no longer listing a number of cities, although those can appear in inscriptions, but instead it's controlling the entire world.